Molly Page and a Tony Hatch song there, The Life and Soul of the Party. Tony Hatch wrote a lot of the songs that Petula Clark recorded, including that one. Petula did that one too. Life and Soul of the Party, and that's kicking off this edition, getting our party started, this new episode of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Merseybeat to Mod. This is the podcast of nothing but the British beat era, 1962 to 66. Welcome once again for another look at the music from that time. My name is Michael Lynch, and this is episode 90. Yeah, we're coming close to 100. We're in the home stretch there. And we're going to hear some cool things today, such as I'm going to do a set later of British beat classics, some songs that you all know really well. But I'm going to put a little twist on those, and you'll hear what I mean when we get to that. And we'll have some trivia, too. We'll answer the last question, and we'll have a new one for you, too. So, sit back and enjoy the music, and we'll continue with a sort of request. You might remember on the last show, I played a song in honor of Tracy Ball, her birthday. She's one of my longtime listeners. And I played a Searcher song for her, but the song that she requested, she left it up to me what to play, but she said she liked Bad Time by the Roulettes, but I didn't play it on the last show. I don't know, I didn't feel right about saying, Tracy, in honor of your birthday, here's Bad Time. I don't know, that didn't sound right, but I'll tell you what, I'll play it now. Here are the Roulettes from 1964.
If you should walk right out of the door. You should walk right out of the door.
Bye-bye time,
I never come back anymore.
Bye-bye time,
I try, I know, I die, I know I'd have a bye-bye time without you.
Can't do without you.
Joe Meek at the controls there, the Joe Meek sound. One of my listeners actually asked me once what I meant by the Joe Meek sound. I've said that a few times on here. What it is, it's simply that lo-fi sound, certain acoustics. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you listen to a bunch of various Joe Meek records in a row, I think you'll pick up what I'm talking about. You'll hear that lo-fi sound. You'll recognize it right away the next time you hear it. So that's the Beat Boys and Third Time Lucky. And before that, we had Adam Faith live in the studio. That's from his Faith Alive album from 1965. That was recorded at Abbey Road EMI Studios. But they had a crowd come in for that to cheer along and make it sound like a live album. And it's not like that's a secret. They do admit on the back of the album that that's what they did. That's a fun album. The song we heard was called Talk About Love. And of course, he's backed up there by the Roulettes, and we heard them on their own kicking off the set with Bad Time. And this is Ready Steady A Go-Go, and I think it's time to answer the trivia question of the last show. I played a record by Kenny Lynch, and I said that he toured with the Beatles in 1963, but that in the 1970s he made a very high-profile appearance with one of the Beatles, and what and where was that? That was the question, and a bunch of you knew that the answer was that Kenny Lynch appears on the cover of the Band on the Run album. Yeah, he's standing right behind Paul, actually, and next to James Coburn. So that's the answer. Kenny Lynch was on the cover of Band on the Run, and those who knew that were Keith Farhurst in Australia, Jordan and Sierra in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Mike S. in Rutherford, New Jersey. I guess I'll give him credit for his answer. And the first one in with the right answer was Mike Clark in Oxford, Pennsylvania. So good going there, Mike, and the rest of you who knew it. And I'll have another question later on. But for right now, let's hear three classic songs from the Beat era. These are songs that you know really well. But instead of just playing the common records, for each one I'm going to play some sort of variation on it. We're going to start with Take a Heart, the classic from the Sorrows from 1965, but there's something a little different about this version. See if you can pick it out.
Nimmst du heute mein Herz, du es nie so schätzt, gibst du es zurück, wobei ist all mein Glück. Lass es nie geschehen, ich könnte es nie verstehen. Geh die Straßen entlang, die Gedenken nur mein. Geh die Straßen entlang, die Gedenken nur bei dir. Überall seh ich nur dich, immer wieder frage ich. Was soll nun geschehen, kann mich keiner verstehen. Was soll nun geschehen, kann mich keiner verstehen. Muss meine Straße gehen, ich will dich wiedersehen. Mein Herz, du es nie zum Scherz, gibst du es zurück, vorbei ist all mein Glück. Lass es nie geschehen, ich könnte es nie verstehen. Geh die Straßen entlang, die Gedenken nur bei dir. Geh die Straßen entlang, die Gedenken nur bei dir. Überall seh ich nur dich, immer wieder frage ich. Was soll nun geschehen, kann mich keiner verstehen. Was soll nun geschehen, kann mich keiner verstehen. Wiedersehen.
some chess.
Well, now, you've already had a number one hit. What do you think are the essential ingredients of a number one?
It's got to be original. It's got to be sincere. That's the first thing, you know. And you've got to have what the kids want and what they want our sound at the moment. You know.
At the right time.
Yeah.
Now let's hear that number one. You really got me.
Because we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I'd die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. It's my my generation, baby. Why don't you all just fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Just talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Get on
talking about my generation.
Okay, Okay, three classic British Beat songs there, but in less familiar versions than what you're used to. We just heard Pete Townshend's home demo, one of them. There's at least two out there for that song, My Generation. And there was one that came out on a Flexi in 1982 in the Maximum R&B book that came out by Richard Barnes. That version was recorded first, but this is a different version with Pete adding some sound effects even. It's kind of funny. And before that, we heard the Kinks and the classic You Really Got Me. That's a BBC version from 1964. That's not long after it was a number one single, so it's a fresh hit there in that performance. Oh, speaking of the Kinks, a little aside here. A few weeks ago, I was online and I was reading an article about the Kinks written by Robert Crisco, the famous writer for The Village Voice, and this was a Village Voice article from 1969. And by that time, as far as America was concerned, the Kinks had pretty much disappeared. I mean, they couldn't tour the U.S. for several years, a union band or something, so they couldn't come over and promote their records. So Reprise, which was their American label, they weren't really doing a lot of promotion themselves for the Kinks. So it was to the point where, as Robert Crisco writes in the article, in 1969, he contacted Reprise to get some information about the Kinks for his article. And they sent him a press kit, and he soon realized that it was pretty much the same press kit they were giving out in 1964. So that's kind of weird. The same bio, which was pretty much the same as the liner notes to the first Kinks album. And so that's how seriously Reprise were taking the Kinks in 1969. They didn't even bother updating anything. Kind of funny and kind of sad at the same time. So the Kinks, You Really Got Me from the BBC. And on top, we hear The Sorrows and Take a Heart, sung in German. So we just heard three songs, you know, but each with some kind of a twist. And right now, why don't we do a trivia question here at Ready, Steady, Go-Go. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you can answer it, send it to me. Send me the answer at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on the next show. And if you're the first one in with the right answer, you get a special mention. And the question is this. Now, we heard The Sorrows doing a German language version of Take a Heart. What other language did they record that song in, besides English? If you know, write to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. The Sorrows recorded Take a Heart in English, in German, and what other language did they do a version of that song in? So write to me if you know at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com, and I'd like to please ask that you only use that address for any mail you want to send me, whether it's the trivia question or to make any kind of a comment or request. I know there's an email link through Podomatic. There's a Podomatic address that you find on the page. I'd like to be able to get rid of that. I have pretty good reason to believe that not every letter sent that way actually makes it to me. Some do. Some of the letters. I've seen some of your letters there. But I know of some people who have written me through that address, and I never got the letters. So something's not right there. And sometimes it's actually hard to click into that email. So even if I see it in the box, sometimes it's hard for me to access it. So just to be sure, please only use the readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com address. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, we got time for a few more songs, and right now let's hear from the Soul Agents.
Now I've got a woman as mean as she can be. Said I've got a woman as mean as she can be now. Sometimes she's almost mean as me. Now she makes love without a smile, but oh, hot dog, she drives me wild. Yeah, I've got a woman as mean as she can be. Sometimes she's almost mean as me. Well, strangest woman I ever had. Never happy unless she's mad. Yeah, I got a woman as mean as can be right now.
different, and I can't even be your friend. If I'm really such a bore, and you don't want me anymore, really it's my heart, so I can love again. So untie me.
The Yardbirds, I Ain't Done Wrong. It's from 1965. It's from the 5 Yardbirds EP in England. That was the entire second side of that EP, actually. And Manfred Mann before that from 1964, Untimey. That's from their first album, The 5 Faces of Manfred Mann. That was their first UK album, because there was an American album called The 5 Faces of Manfred Mann, but that was later on, and it was a very different album. And up on top, The Soul Agents from mid-1964 and Mean Woman Blues, with a Bo Diddley rhythm there. And that's about it for this episode, so thank you for listening, everybody. And this has been Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mercy Beat to Mod. And please join me in 2 weeks for the next episode. So that'll be Friday, December 19th, and that'll be the last episode of the year, I guess. Just go to nanker.podomatic.com, and that's where you'll find the new episodes. And while you're there, be sure to check out some other podcasts, like Jim's Child of the 60s. There's a link to that on my page. It's a really great show with Jim Witte. He plays 60s rock from all over. He plays rock, garage, psychedelic, country. It's a great mix. Check him out. And if what you really like is psychedelic music, you can also check out Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension. That's on there, too. You can also check out Toffee Sunday Smash with Andy Morton. He does a lot of good psychedelic stuff as well. And there's Back from the Bin with Richard Bunky Bell. They're all great shows that are worth a listen, so please check them out. And why don't we close out with a song? You might remember on the last show we honored George Harrison with a song because it was near the anniversary of his death. Well, let's remember John Lennon, too, because we're just around the time of his death. He died December 8th, 1980, of course. So let's play a song right now from 1964. This was on the Hard Day's Night album in England and on the Something New album in America. I'm Michael Lynch. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again in 2 weeks. Have a good one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Getting